I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden heads to Hawaii today to see the loss caused by wildfires in Lahaina firsthand. CBS's Bo Erickson has more.
The White House says President Biden was briefed over the weekend on the federal response to wildfires in Maui, a tragedy that officials say has now claimed at least 114 lives. In addition to touring the wildfire damage, President Biden said in a statement he and the First Lady are eager to meet with brave first responders in Hawaii and spend time with families and community members.
Well, deadly wildfires burning near Spokane, Washington have forced people to leave their homes. The Gray Fire, as it's named, has destroyed hundreds of structures. Governor Jay Inslee.
The evacuation notices that went out and the reverse 911, I talked to several people here who got those just in the nick of time and were able to save their lives, which is the most important thing, obviously.
Tropical Storm Hillary is still packing a punch as it moves across California. Rain caused some issues for drivers in the Big Bear Mountain area. A visitor and a store manager had different reactions to the storm.
I don't think it's going to blow anything over, but yeah. There's no need to be out.
I'm happy it's not snow, as long as the winds don't knock out our power.
And 911 lines are down in Palm Springs, but people can still text the number in an emergency. California officials are telling people to stay home and off the roads, and that means students, too. L.A. Schools Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the district is closing schools today.
Without the ability to inspect schools or the access to schools, we cannot determine if there are power lines down or tree limbs down, potentially bringing injury or worse to our students or workforce.
And Hillary's also causing chaos at airports in the southwestern U.S. Our Chris Van Cleve says it won't last long, though.
This is the type of system that as it moves out, most of the major airports should be able to recover pretty quickly. One of the challenges may be how passable are the roads for employees to be able to get to work, but otherwise likely an event that the airlines will bounce back from fairly quickly once the storm moves through.
Eight people were hurt in a mass shooting in Minneapolis last night, most of them teenagers. Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
This location has been a hot spot for criminal activity in the past. So we do not have any information to indicate that this would have been random at this time. However, the investigation is in its early stages.
Trader Joe's is warning that some of its crackers may have metal in them. So the company's multigrain crackers with sunflower and flax seeds are being recalled. The boxes have expiration dates between March 1st through the 5th of next year, 2024. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this." Just breathe. Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 82. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the ever spectacular and effervescent Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, August 18th, 2023, TGIF. If ever I needed a Friday, Mr. Zommers, this would be it.
It's been one of those weeks.
But we have arrived at Friday. And thankful for it, and thankful for all of you for tuning this in and listening to us. Hopefully your day is going well here. Big show today, by the way. Big show. Great guests. Makes me a happy camper. Coming up at the 1:30 hour, at the bottom of this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor of the show, Mr. Brady Ewing. He is a former Wisconsin football player, not just a player, was a letter winner, was the captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson, Aaron Henry, and there was one more. See, I always forget. Anyway, Brady was captain of the team and won 3 Big Ten championships under coach Brett Bielema back in the 2010s, I guess you'd say. Great guy, great person. He's going to be in here. And then went on to have a career in the NFL, the league, as they say, for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady Ewing will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is actually back coaching some high school football now. So he's going to be talking. And, of course, across the Civic Media Radio Network, we have all kinds of high school sports going on, from Richland Center, our friend Phil Nee in Richland Center, also up in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, the great Chad Holmes there as well, and down in Racine and Waukesha, Don Brown and others. So all kinds of high school football across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kicked off a little bit last night, a full slate of games across Civic tonight. So I'll be talking to Brady about that. Also talking to him about Wisconsin football. The Badgers kicking off in, I believe, 3 weeks here. Coming up pretty fast. The 1st of September, I believe. So was it 2 or 3 weeks? Anyway.
I think
2 weeks. 1st of September. And also we're going to get Brady's take on the Pac-12 imploding. Essentially no more. Now that Oregon and Washington are coming to the Big Ten along with USC and UCLA from the Pac-12. So that would be talking to Brady. And also anything else Brady wants to talk about, because he's an interesting dude and a great guy. So he'll be at 1:30. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:15, I'm telling you, set the VCRs and join the kids. Bring them in from outside. It's too hot. And sit them on down. Kira Saban will be here, our life coach, our friend, our love guru. I'm not talking a lot about love today, but basically when you reach that point, and I think we all, if you live long enough, you've reached that point, a point in your life where you just say, none of this is working. It might be professional, it might be personal, and you just feel like you got to start over. How do you do that without burning, figuratively speaking, without burning everything down? How do you kind of get a fresh start on your life? Back to school, going to happen here in a couple of weeks. I think already happened for a few people.
Those back, poor souls.
Yeah, I know, right? But back to school coming up, kind of that fall season, now that summer is, I can't believe I'm going to say this, summer is almost over. God, that's just crazy. But how do you start over, either professionally or personally? Kira Sabin will be in at 2:15. She'll walk us through that, and if we're nice to her, she might even take a couple of calls. So Brady Ewing and Kira Sabin, and of course, at 2:50-ish, we have Mr. Zombers with his board game of the week. So looking forward to that.
And me as well.
Hey, have you got something yet or not so much?
I'll figure it out. Most of the time I do it beforehand, but every once in a while I gotta, you know, scramble a little bit, but that's right. Okay. I have a few that I'm thinking about. There was one that I was hoping to do that I found out might not exist. I'm not going to explain that further.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know communication has been a problem this week for a communication company. So I was supposed to get Mr. Zomer something and that didn't happen. So
that's not a big deal.
Oh, well. And I'm still dealing with the group or the croup or whatever it is. Maybe there's an air advisory in all seriousness. Another air advisory out for this weekend for bad air due to the Canadian wildfires. So anyway, so we got that going for us as well. By the way, if you're going to get yourself a talk show, here's what you need. You need a paper card with all your information on it so you can do this. So you can just snap it like that. All the greats, Carson, Letterman, other people that had radio talk shows, forget the Google documents. Forget the electronic stuff. What you need yourself is some good old let's cut down a tree and have a paper card. And by the way, I'm not saying I'm nearly as great as any of those people I mentioned. I'm just saying if you want to feel like that, all you really need is a paper card with all your information on it right here in my hot little hands. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of interesting things here in this first segment. Get your take on this. First of all, I was on As Goes Wisconsin this morning with the great Jay Matner and Greg. And because Kristen is out today.
Right, right.
And they were fantastic. And so we talked about a couple of these issues. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to get your phone calls. What do you think of the Mike Lindell? Yes, the MyPillow guy. Mike Lindell having an election summit to secure our elections. Would you trust the MyPillow guy with your elections? We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, peacocks getting vasectomies. Down in Florida. It's a real thing. We'll tell you about it on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 79. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 65. High of 85 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 66.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing so. Welcome back to Tunnel Ball Show for a TGIF episode. It is Friday, August 18th. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Welcome back to the show. Coming up here at 1:30, Brady Ewing, former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team and from the NFL, will join us. He is actually back in Wisconsin and coaching a little high school football now, and will join us to preview the Badger team and all things sports-related at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, Kira Sabin, our life coach, is in, helping us to talk about starting over. If you reach that point professionally, personally, perhaps both, how do you start over without burning everything down? We'll talk to Kira about that in hour two. Right now, time for a new segment that we're going to call My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. Welcome to My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. That's it. That's all I got. I just like that. A little Herb Elpert for you. Music for dining there back in my old RCO days. This is fantastic, by the way. This, and I have to give credit to our friend Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call from 12:15 to 1, directly before our show, who is off, by the way, getting himself hitched, married to his lovely and talented bride, and we congratulate them both on this weekend's wedding, the nuptials. Luke Sturr told me about this story before he left yesterday, and I checked into it, and it's fantastic. It appeared on the ever resourceful and reliable, I can't even say it, news network called Real American Voices. Real American Voice. Well, apparently, today, I think it's the last day of this, down in Springfield, Missouri, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell, is holding what he is calling the Lindell Election Summit. Secure our elections immediately. With the subheadline, the world will watch as the plan is unveiled.
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't Mike Lindell bankrupt because no one buys his stuff now that they know he's alt-right, and also because he had to pay a bunch of money to all this fake election scheme stuff?
Well, if you watch on TV, every once in a while his ads still come on, and then he interrupts himself and says, you know, I'm interrupting this TV ad to bring you special news. Now we have my slippers made from crap. They'll last about 2 days, and they'll cost you $39. I don't know what it is. But he's still selling stuff.
You know, I don't want Mike Lindell's pillows cradling my neck as I sleep, right? Much less do I want his hands cradling the foundations of America.
That's a great way to put it. This is how bizarre we've gotten, folks. That still the former president of the United States, the leading Republican contender for 2024, Donald Trump, despite his 90-some-odd indictments, still hanging around and taking counsel from Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy. Well, anyway, Lindell is having an election summit, as he calls it, down in Springfield, Missouri. And let me just read you some of the folks, some of the highbrow, respectable people.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Steve Bannon. Yes, that nut job. The Trump Steve Bannon. You also have Rudy Giuliani. I'm not sure if his hair is freshly dyed or if it'll still be running down his face. Also, former general, and I use that in the lightest terms possible, Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is there. But here's the kicker for us in Wisconsin. Also, on the headline of Mike Lindell's election summit, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Naturally. Right?
So So Robin Voss, of course, and by the way, here's what's popping with Robin Voss, the speaker of state assembly. Good old Rockin' Robin Voss from Burlington, the popcorn king, as they call him on As Goes Wisconsin. Here's what's popping with Robin Voss. Of course, he gave Michael Gableman, the former conservative Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, about $2 million and counting of our tax money to find election fraud. Well, of course, he couldn't find any. And then he goes around and he tries to stab Voss in the back, and now Voss doesn't want anything to do with him. Well, apparently Mike Gableman is still able to travel around on that $2 million of our tax money because he's down in Missouri at this election summit held by Mike Lindell. And here's their big plan to make sure that our elections are safe and secure. Incidentally, just important to point out a fact. The 2020 election has been confirmed, verified, and sealed as one of the most safe and secure and accurate elections in U.S. history. Period.
I'm sure it's the most audited.
Probably. So this whole notion that, A, that there's a problem with our elections is false. And we've talked about this before, that the Republicans, and you're going to hear a lot about this leading up to the Republican presidential debate next Wednesday, how, oh my gosh, we can't trust people in our election system. And you know who they're going after. They're going after our friends and neighbors, the retired folks, the people taking a day off, as was pointed out in the last segment on this. It's not just all retired people. Some people take a vacation day to do a public service, to go work the polls. These people are not cheating us out of our elections. They're not doing anything wrong. Yes, okay, fine. So there's a bad apple here and there. Less than a handful. But it has been proven time and again that there was no fraud that even rose close to the election of making any sort of a significant difference in the outcome of the last election. And if you don't want to take my word for it, how about that of the former vice president, Mike Pence, who said exactly that earlier this week? So this whole notion of election fraud is just a ruse to get us ginned up. But here's good old Mike Lindell down in Missouri with Michael Gableman. That's what we're calling this Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. I like the sound of that, right? Mike and Michael. They make a lovely couple at the Gay Pride Parade.
The Gableman Pride Parade.
The Gableman. Maybe we should rename that. I'll lead the charge.
Maybe we can use the money that he, if we get him to pay back those $2 million, we can use that to sponsor the next Gableman Pride Parade.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe I think we're on to something here. So my Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael, you got Mike Lindell and Michael Gableman, and here's their big plan. They want to go back to all paper ballots and have them hand counted in public. Well, like I said before on this show, I mean, back when I lived out in Bloom Township in Richland County, it was paper ballots when I first started voting out there. And little by little, it's gone to, and what people don't understand is when you hear the phrase electronic voting, there is a paper component to it, all right? When you vote on an electronic machine, it's not just on a hard drive. There's actually a paper, and you can usually see it on most machines, a little paper, it looks like a adding machine tape next to it that shows who you voted for. And that's the backup to the electronic form. So anyway, they're down there. Would you trust Mike Lindell with your vote? Would you trust him to overhaul your voting machine? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I would
and
not.
We did get a comment on Facebook from Matthew.
Oh, yes. Let's see. What have we got here? I've never understood the paper ballots, says Matthew. Says human error seems to be a much bigger issue. In any area dominated by one party, it would be easier to steal. All right, good point. But again, I've spent a lot of time at a lot of elections in my life in politics. I was part of a recount. I represented a sheriff up in Shawano County in a Republican primary, a six-way Republican primary, and it was within 30 votes. So I represented one of the candidates in sitting there and watching a recount of every single ballot. And at the end of the day, the outcome didn't change. The person that won, instead of winning by the guy who I was representing, instead of winning like by 30 or 40 votes, he won by 60. And so it was very accurate. And up there, they had a paper ballot. They also had the kind where you have the card where you draw from one side to the other, like connect the dot and slide it into a scanner. And they also have the electronic one where you touch the screen to vote and it has the paper roll next to it. They had three different forms of voting at the time in Shawano County. So I've stood there and watched this. And in Wisconsin, we have a very safe and secure ballot system. But good comment. I appreciate that. On the Facebook, or we got Facebook, we got Twitter, now we got YouTube, StreamYard, all these great things you can hit us up on. I want to get to this before the break. Great story from CBS News in Miami. First reported here on this network by As Goes Wisconsin's Kristen Bry. Dateline, the village of Pine Crest, Florida, outside of Miami, announcing that they will now, this is true, not made up, this is true, they will now perform vasectomies on peacocks.
And here's where I bring up a comment from earlier from Tony that I did not bring up earlier because I knew the answer was yes. Tony asks, will there be more bird sex talk like on As Goes Wisconsin? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely there'll be bird sex talk. Now, this apparently is a problem down in Florida. According to Dr. Don J. Harris, he says that snipping the tube on a peacock is easy and quick. It says 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And when the peacock wakes up, he didn't know what happened. My question is, has anybody asked the peacock? I bet he does know what happened. Now, apparently the population of peacocks is so out of control in Pine Crest, Florida, it's leaving messes behind on driveways and scratching cars. And one of the people in the town said this, quote, "And they're really loud, especially during mating season," unquote. Who knew the peacocks were screamers?
Interesting.
Very verbal, the peacocks are, apparently. I mean, we have a geese problem here in Wisconsin. Are we going to start snipping geese?
I think the Wisconsin solution is more to shoot them.
Right. I mean, he's exactly right. So I don't, there's, I find that very interesting. I did not know there was a peacock. And peacocks, by the way, are not native to Florida. You'd think, well, it's warm down there. But apparently they're not native. And so they're an invasive species in Florida.
It's so funny to think of peacocks as an invasive species. Like you have zebra mussels and you have peacocks.
But I mean, you wake up one day and there's a couple of peacocks going at it on your Ford Bronco or whatever you're driving. I'm not sure. Maybe they should go to MyPillow. If they slept on a MyPillow, they wouldn't be able to sleep. There'd be no sex amongst the peacocks. All right, we'll turn things around here. We'll come back and regroup. We got Brady Ewing on the other side talking about Badger sports. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted,
and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication. Or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 82. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
I'm a sports world, so excited to catch up and touch base.
Right? As I guess the kids still say it, it's been a minute. That's what they tell me the kids still say
minute.
It.
It's been a hot minute.
Now, speaking of, you're back around the kids, and I think, by the way, this is spectacular. You told me as we were prepping for the show this week, you are back in the Wisconsin high school football scene, this time as a coach. Tell us about it.
It's super exciting, and it's been just an absolute blast to work with the kids. But it's something that the head coach here at Richland Center, Andy Troxell, approached me about, and I had been helping out in the weight room here this winter and spring and absolutely loved it. And he approached me and just wanted to know if it was something I'd be interested in on more of a part-time basis to help ease the transition, and discussed it over with family and my wife. And I still want to prioritize coaching the kids and family time and all of that, but Andy's given me some flexibility in my schedule to be able to be around it and contribute. So it's been an absolute, honestly, just a blessing to be around the kids and help develop them and our team and community. So excited to see where the season goes and learning, you know, day by day on how to best work with and coach high schoolers.
You're much younger than me, but do you remember, do you ever watch the reruns? Do you ever watch a show called Welcome Back, Cotter? You ever heard of that before?
I have not.
It's a great show from the 70s, and it was about this guy who I believe was set in Brooklyn or New Jersey or Philadelphia. I don't know, some big city. And Mr. Cotter had gone to this high school, and then here it is. Here's the theme song. Great, very nice, Mrs. Roberts. Here we go.
Welcome back.
See, very good. So he went away, and then his school, his alma mater, needed him to come back and teach these kids. And so he comes back to his old high school to teach. And just like Welcome Back, Cotter, it's Welcome Back, Mr. Ewing, as you're back in your alma mater teaching the running backs, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's awesome to be working with those kids, and they're so passionate. We could use a little bit more depth and some more numbers, but we have a great group of young men that have come together, and trying to just share some of, like we do on these calls, right? Mm-hmm. Just share some of the wisdom and things that I've learned through the years, you know, studying defenses, studying offenses and techniques, and do it all within the system that Coach Troxell's building is pretty cool.
Now, what does it feel like to be back there on the field, on a Vitus Rip field, as a coach this time versus a player?
It'll be unique, honestly. So when I got done, I officiated a little bit for a year when they had still having officiating challenges in the WIAA for football officials. And we had put the crew together and helped there. But even stepping on the field as an official, you know, it still gave you those butterflies. The game was moving fast, and you just felt a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think leading in here to the first game of the week, already feeling that a little bit. So game time is what? It's 1:37 right now.
Right?
So it's the time's ticking down, and you know, the coaches are sending their pregame text messages out and just final preparations. And you know what never ceases to amaze me though at any level?
What's that?
As a player, you take for granted how much time and preparation and attention goes into game planning and developing these athletes. And I think, you know, I've seen that at different levels, you know, when I coached in college, but to see in high school the amount of time that Coach Troxell invests along with all of the other coaches, from strength training to playbook preparation, just all of the things that, you know, practice plans and practice scripts and play calling, it's just, there's so much, and it's kind of a thankless job, but I think what's really cool is that, you know, we love it, and that's our way of, you know, giving back to the community, being involved in something we love, and hopefully developing these young student athletes to pursue greatness in whatever they choose to do, whether that's athletics or whatever, you know, world, whatever.
And it has to be super cool for the kids too. I mean, doing the rough math in my head, I'm terrible at math, but I mean, these kids might have been what, 5? When you were playing at Wisconsin, so I mean, they don't remember you playing there. So you're just like a legend, right? So I mean, here's a guy that played the same field that was a walk-on, that ended up being a captain of the Wisconsin football team, that won 3 Big Ten championships, went to 3 Rose Bowls, and then played the NFL, and here he is coaching us. I mean, that has to be super cool for them.
I can't speak for him, but I will say there's been plenty of times where, you know, a kid comes into the weight room or comes to practice for the first day, and I just, you know, say hey to him and talking to him like anybody else, and you just tell in their eyes they seem a little starstruck, and I guess I try to be very, very intentional to, you know, just reiterate that I'm a normal human being, and I grew up and practiced on this same field, and I hope it gives kids encouragement that, you know, no dream is ever too big or to chase, because I was on that field at one point. I looked up to those high school football players when I was on that prep, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And to be able to come full circle and now be involved, it's pretty special.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. So congratulations, and thanks for giving back, Brady. Here we have on the line. Here we got Jeff and Shorewood saying on Wisconsin from the class of 1989. So very happy. There you go, another Badger listening this afternoon. So
awesome,
fantastic. Now I got a beef, not with you, but with one of our current Wisconsin Badgers. Who he's fantastic. I hope he wins the Heisman this year. But the Big Ten Football Network or somebody asked Braylon Allen to compile his ultimate Wisconsin running back. And I guess the deal is the key is running back, not fullback, which you played. Braylon Allen puts together his favorite Wisconsin running back, and he says the frame, he picks himself, Braylon Allen, the speed of Jonathan Taylor, the stiff arm of Melvin Gordon, the third down package of James White, the power of Ron Dayne, and the vision of Monty Ball. But what about the smoothness, the finesse of Brady Ewing at fullback? The toughness, the tough nut award of Brady. You can't make those holes. None of those guys are going to get a touchdown without the fullback. You understand?
I love it. That's quite the list, and I actually didn't see that. But to maybe the toughness of Brady Ewing or
exactly
the hands. I could catch the ball a little.
You
bit,
could
so maybe. James White definitely could as well. He was great in blitz pickup, but mm-hmm. I'll have to pick a bone with Braylon next time.
I guess because they asked him specifically for running back, but you would have thought he could have done a solid for all the unheralded fullbacks out there.
That's right. We were in the running back room too,
Right?
Just not technically the quote unquote running back.
I know. You're the workman of the football team. That's right. The fullback.
Yeah. Definitely an interesting position, and you just have to be versatile as far as running, blocking.
Do you think Ficko Longo are going to use any fullback at all this year?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I had talked with, Longo about that during spring practices and just picked on him a little bit of, hey, man, doesn't look like you're going to have a fullback. And he said, don't worry, we'll be able to get to similar plays and similar sets with, more of a tight end type guy. So he held me at bay for now. It'll be interesting to see how everything goes.
Well, let's talk about that. We got 3 minutes here, 3.5 till the break. Let's preview a little mm-hmm. bit of the Wisconsin football team. They're in fall camp now. Lots of anticipation. I know they're at number 19 in the preseason Associated Press poll and like 23 or something like that in the coaches poll. Once again, the Badgers in the top 25. I think Iowa was in one of those, but nobody else from the West. How do you think things are looking, Brady, for the Badgers as we go into the September 1st opener?
Yes, I mean, everything that I'm seeing, reading, and hearing has been super positive. It's always tough to tell coming out of camp, and I look at it now, even as a coach in the high school world, it's tough to tell how good you are when you've only been practicing against yourself.
Yeah,
you're practicing against yourself, you're scrimmaging against yourself, and it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, and there's some uncertainty going into the first time you're going to strap it up against somebody else, mm-hmm. a different school, a different color helmet and everything. So I think time will definitely tell, but everything I've been hearing and seeing have been positive. I like the fact that they, went to Platteville for camp. I think that especially bringing in different recruits and transfers was probably a really, really good bonding experience for those kids or those student athletes. And everything I'm seeing and hearing is positive. And excited to see what they put out on the field and if they can bring these young athletes together as a team to go out and execute kind of a new vision and a new style of play.
We're talking with former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, who is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, former captain, and spent 3 years in the league, better known to us as the NFL, joining us live from Richland Center. I misspoke, Brady. The opener is Saturday, September 2nd, not the 1st, so I'll correct myself, the 2nd of September at Camp Randall when things kick off for the Badgers. We here at Civic Media will be carrying them on WRCE in Richland Center, also Lake Air Radio up in Amory. Wisconsin Rapids also on there, and Racine and Kenosha. So all kinds of stations across the network to catch the Badgers this fall. We're very happy. Matt LaPay, of course, back on the play-by-play. Mark Tauscher, former Badger and Packer, takes over the color commentator duties. What do you expect from Tausch and LaPay this fall?
Tausch keeps it real. I always enjoy hearing Tauscher's takes. I think he's done some minor color stuff for a little while, either with the Packers or the Badgers, and always enjoy his takes. I mean, that guy is nobody better as far as the Wisconsin roots that he has, you know, his Packer involvement. He knows the game, and he's not bashful, that's for sure. So I think Mike Lucas did a great job. I think he retired now, or you know, however things transpired there. And yeah, excited to hear Tausch call games and LaPay. I mean, I'm a huge LaPay fan. Yeah, great person. Obviously does a fantastic job with calling games. I still can remember Saturdays here in Richland Center listening to him call games if my dad and I and our family were out working in the yard or something. So anytime I hear him a call a game or a touchdown, it just gives me goosebumps up and down my spine. So
yeah, you love listening to those guys. He's a great guy. And a few years back, I got SiriusXM radio in my truck. And on Saturdays, I'll kind of flip around because you can basically get all the different college games across Sirius on different network channels. And you're absolutely right. I've listened to guys on the SEC, the Pac-12, the ACC, all over the country. And, of course, I'm biased, but if I'm just taking my Badger hat off for a second, I haven't heard any other college play-by-play announcer as good as or better than Matt LaPay.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I mean, look at... Even in Richland Center, the job that Phil Nee does.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil, LaPay, Euchre, I mean, some legendary right. announcers in their respective markets and their respective sports and things like that. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. No, we're very blessed at Civic here with Phil Nee at RCO and RCE. And then we've got Chad Holmes up at Bull Falls and Don Brown at Waukesha, down at WAUK and several others. So, yeah, I mean, we're from high school on through professional sports, we're pretty spoiled when it comes to good announcers here across the Wisconsin Radio Network. We're going to come back and talk to Brady a little bit about the Pac-12 implosion or explosion, whichever you want to call it, and how that's going to affect our Wisconsin Badgers. Because, Brady, it feels like, I mean, we got about 30 seconds here, but it feels like to me this is probably one of the best years for Wisconsin to have opportunity to win the Big Ten for a little while.
Yeah, to see some of the teams that are going to be coming in and the way that landscape's going to change, it's going to be a lot of change.
And those dreaded Oregon Ducks who stole the Rose Bowl away from us are going to be a part of our conference. Deplorable. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Brady Ewing of the Todd Allbowl Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Signs of summer in Wisconsin. Brats on the grill. Road construction. And Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and WISS 1100 AM is your place to catch every inning, every game, and every win.
Listen on your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 79 today. Under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 85. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 66.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's what I want to hear. That's exactly what I want to hear, Mr. Zombers. A little on Wisconsin for you on a Friday. We're talking with former Wisconsin Badger. That is Brady Ewing. He is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, former captain of the team, and an NFL veteran with Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady, always great to have you take your time. We appreciate it with us and for the listeners as well. You and I are both Big Ten fans. The Big Ten is about to change dramatically after this season.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced 2 weeks ago that now Washington and Oregon are also joining the Big Ten from the Pac-12, joining USC and UCLA. So all four of them will be in the Big Ten next year. And it's really looking like it's going from the Power 5 to the Power 2. The Big Ten versus the SEC, maybe the Big 12. The ACC is on the ropes as well. What are just your overall thoughts about, on the large scale, what's happening to college football?
It's continuing to evolve. And it's, you know, you look at, we've talked about it before, but NIL and, you know, pay for play and all of that stuff. You know, it's becoming more and more so on the conference end of things with, you know, TV deals and, you know, just how the game continues to change. So it's going to, you know, I think there's going to be continued consolidation from my perspective. You know, it's going to continue to evolve and change, and the NCAA is going to evolve and change, you know, as things, time goes by. And I think it's really cool and exciting for the Big Ten. You know, we've been in some sort of a driver's seat position here and pulling in some really good historic programs. You can bring in a different time zone. It'll be interesting, you know, tactically to see how the schools balance that, you know, from, you know, Maryland traveling, you know, out west right. to California or whatever. It's just, you know, you deal with that more on the NFL basis, and typically you leave 2 days before the game just to adjust to a different time zone and things like that. So my head starts to tactically go to little things like that. But overall, I think it's a positive for the Big Ten versus, you know, kind of exploding like you had mentioned before.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. And this is great because you've had both experiences, both as a college player, the Big Ten, and then as an NFL player. And as you said, in NFL, you might leave 2 days before instead of a day before. But think about these student mm-hmm. athletes in Rutgers and Maryland taking that away trip out to Oregon or, you know, Washington or yeah. LA. I mean, then transfer that back as a student athlete having to still get grades, tests, all that. I mean, what does that do to the student athlete?
It's honestly, it puts a lot of stress on you. I think of when we would fly to, you know, most any game we could, fortunately, because it saved a ton of time. But mm-hmm. if you're playing a night game, you know, even in the same time zone or, you know, an hour apart, you know, a lot of times you're getting back, you know, 2-3 in the morning. And then, you know, you wake up on that Sunday and you got to be in the facilities to watch film, to do weight training, to do all of that stuff on, you know, Sunday mid-morning usually. And so, you know, it just totally changes your schedule, your routine that you're used to, you know, bouncing between different time zones and, you know, trying to trying to figure out how to balance that. So, and plus you might miss an extra day of class if they do end up going and traveling earlier to try to adjust to those time zones better. So, you know, there's good frameworks from everything I experienced in place to help manage that, but it's just another variable that needs to be taken into account.
Are we headed, Brady, in your opinion, do you think this is ultimately leading to essentially an NFL model where you have an AFC and NFC? Is there going to be, whether you want to call it the Big Ten versus the SEC, is it going to come down to essentially another version of the NFL?
I do think it's going that direction. It feels like there's, you know, those are the two conferences or, you know, quote unquote divisions that are going to survive as things continue to transpire here. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, they've already adjusted the playoffs to include more teams, but it'll just be interesting to see how, you know, some of these other factors are taken into account. And if you do have these super conferences, you know, do they make the seasons longer? Which I think is going to be tough with college student athletes. You know, there's already a lot of debate about that in the NFL on what they're doing to season length and preseason games and things like that. So
I don't have
a gold ball, but I think there's going to be a lot of changes coming, continuing to come.
You answer this one as much as you feel comfortable, because I know that, you know, a lot of the people that were involved personally, from coaches to players to other people, I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, but I'm genuinely interested in your take on this, because after this season, there will be no more divisions East and West in the Big Ten. It's going to be all back to one, the way it used to be when it was 12 teams or 10 or whatever. But now there, what are we up to? 16, 18 is going to be, and the opportunity for Wisconsin to finish in the top two of this, it's much tougher and much slimmer. Do you think that did Barry Alvarez, maybe giving Chris McIntosh some advice, did someone foresee this coming? And was that part of the reason this coaching change was made? No offense to Paul Chryst or anybody else, but did they see that this whole thing was going to change and they needed a guy like Fickell who was going to adapt to this new system?
And that's honestly something I hadn't thought of. I have no idea. I have no idea. But to your point, I think the way that this, you know, the conference were set up previously, we were in an advantageous position.
Exactly.
To, you know, I think Iowa and what, Nebraska had a couple good years there and, you know, a few others, but that, you know, you had Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State on the other side. So there's, you know, it never really felt perfectly balanced for me. I know it was more of a location-based switch, you know, with the East and West, and or the Legends and Leaders. Didn't it used to be called the Legends?
yes, absolutely.
Like but, yeah, it never really felt quite balanced to me, and I think that played to our favor in the past. And,
I agree. I mean, you could have won. You could have competed for championships all day long under that system with Chryst's system. But I just think once we're going to this one, and I know Paul Chryst not as well as you. I love him. He's a great person, a great coach. I just don't know that you could have taken the Chryst system and plugged it into 2025 and beyond and stayed competitive in the top two.
Yeah. I mean, you look at some, you know, you look at the bowl records too. You know, there was some times where you'd get together with a really great team that ran a certain style system that would be similar to like their Ohio State or Michigan. And, you know, sometimes we did well and fared well against that. Other times we didn't. So I think I love Coach Chryst as well. I love the system he ran and, you know, but times in college football continue to change.
Well, one thing that should not change is great people like you. And by God, Phil Longo better put in a fullback or I'm going to be ticked off. So I want to see a fullback out there on this fall. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Enjoy my time. Thank you.
Brady Ewing, you are the best, my friend. He is Brady Ewing. We'll be back on the other side with hour number two of the Todd Allball Show. Kira Sabin is up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.